Brilliance Audio presents Journey, Memoirs of an Air Force Chief of Staff, by General Norty Schwartz, Susie Schwartz, and Ron Levinson. Foreword by Leon Panetta. Performed by Grover Gardner and Donna Postel. It was like a scene out of a Tom Clancy thriller, but not anything I'd ever experienced in real life. I was one of a room full of top-level generals attending our June 2008 Air Force Corona Conference, when one by one every BlackBerry in the room sounded an alert, a true WTF moment. The SecDef, Secretary of Defense, had just relieved both the Secretary of the Air Force and its Chief of Staff. Six fully functional W-80 nuclear warheads had mistakenly been loaded in AGM-129 cruise missiles, mounted on a B-52H bomber, and flown across the United States. None of the pilots, flight crew, weapons handlers, or security personnel had any idea they were dealing with live nukes. The bottom line was that they had lost track of six nuclear weapons for 36 hours, which was absolutely unacceptable. Just a few months earlier, four MK-12 forward section re-entry vehicle assemblies used on Minuteman ICBM missiles had been inadvertently shipped to Taiwan instead of battery packs that were to be used in Taiwan's fleet of UH-1 Huey helicopters. They were eventually recovered, but it revealed a serious problem with nuclear-related inventory management. In two prior assignments, I had been heavily involved in our nuclear mission, where anything less than doing it right and doing it well is intolerable. The outgoing chief had also been at odds with Secretary Gates over warfighting expenditure priorities, refusing to back down on the need to spend more on the F-22 advanced fighter program. Whereas Gates saw the future in expanding the role of remotely piloted aircraft, often referred to as drones, and prevailing in the ongoing fights. The Air Force was struggling on many levels, and we all understood that one of us in that room would be selected to replace the chief and become the highest-ranking officer in the Air Force, a member of the Joint Chiefs of Staff and military advisor to President George W. Bush, charged with the challenge of turning things around. I had a few ideas of who that might be, but Schwartz was not one of the names on my list. The paperwork for my retirement was already approved, and all 18 prior chiefs had been either fighter or bomber pilots. I was neither. The following day was my wedding anniversary, and Susie and I celebrated with a special night out. Dinner was delicious, but dessert was unforgettable. It came in the form of a phone call from Admiral Mike Mullen, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, on behalf of the Secretary of Defense. "Norty, the President would like you to be the next Chief of Staff." So much for those retirement papers. But what an honor, not to mention opportunity. As the first Chief of Staff chosen from the Special Operations rather than the fighter-bomber community, my challenge would be to return vigor to all the processes and missions with which we had been entrusted. I'd have to institute rigorous accountability and refocus our priorities to prove ourselves completely worthy of America's trust. General Merrill Tony McPeak, one of the prior chiefs, said that feigned indifference is part of the job specification. If such be the case, then history will judge me harshly. I'm just not that good an actor. There was not an ounce of my being that felt indifferent about the trust and confidence the President showed in me by this appointment, nor about the overwhelming responsibility that I felt to use this opportunity to transform the recent fiascos into significant, far-reaching enhancements that would benefit our Air Force and our country for many decades to come. I was inspired and ready to get to it.